listener production. Whether you drink soy milk, oat milk, almond milk, rice milk, or chocky milk, we've got a seat at the table for you. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex, I was a little bit torn yesterday, I have to admit.
Why was that?
Well,
you have a wardrobe malfunction on the pants.
No. We will be talking about that a little bit later on.
We got some very funny calls later for you when it comes to wardrobe malfunctions.
A little bit torn because I don't agree with horse racing anymore.
Yeah, you're too big to be a jockey as well.
But then also,
size 15 hoofs.
But then I read that the winner of the Melbourne Cup, very elegant, won from barrier 18, something that's never happened in the 160 years of the Cup. I bloody love an underdog.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, go you thing that I don't know if I agree that you should be doing.
Yeah, it's an interesting day, but in Melbourne, good public holiday vibes regardless of people who've had a tough couple of years. But we'll go from underdogs to overdogs, Matt O'Kynan, because Mr. Rant Dog will be joining us and he is going to be solving a few issues that you've sent through, in particular when it comes to a little instance that happened to a listener, Dave, when he goes to the public toilets. Not a massive fan of. So we'll get into that little bit later on. But it's also a good time to say goodbye to a friend, Matt.
Yeah, that's right. First up, let's talk to something that we've all held once or twice very dearly in our lives before sliding it into the return chute of our local blockbuster. We're going to be chatting about VHS is up next. Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Oh, I mean, as much as I love it, Matt, the Andrea Bocelli really hits hard, doesn't it?
I only know one Andrea Bocelli song.
Yeah?
Oh, it depends. You want it in Italian or English?
I want you to do...
Partiro.
I want you to do your best Chris Pratt as Mario Italian accent.
Paese.
Time to say goodbye because it is. It is time to say goodbye to the humble VHS tape, Matt. You see the news?
Yeah, I did see the news, Alex Dyson. And look, it was a little bit of a shock to me because, to be fair, they actually stopped making VCR machines, etc.
Yep.
2016, right? They discontinued the VCR production line and now you can only get sort of second-hand ones.
It's very, very sad because we've had so many good memories with the VHS, Matt.
Oh, my God. Daiso, do you know how many times I watched the 1992 to 1993 cricket series in which West Indies and Pakistan come to Australia and play the summer of cricket? I flogged that harder than bloody...
Brian Lara whacked her.
Richie Richardson launched a few over... The wings of the MCG, I'll tell you that much right now.
That's interesting. The old taped off the TV cricket match?
No, it was a special.
Purchased it.
Yeah, when I got to the end of it, I just rewind it to the beginning and start watching. And then, you know, when I got called.
Wonder if the other team wins this next time.
Called to dinner. There's some great moments. Phil Simmons, 4 for 3, the most economical bowling figures in the history of one-day internationals.
Marvellous. Yep. Marvellous stuff, that. That's huge. I mean, my memory. Oh, so many random action movies taped on VHS. If you to this very day, you go back to the Dyson residence, and I remember we purchased it. I think it was Best and Less or some. It was some discount store. We purchased like a VHS drawer with two drawers on either side. You pull them out and just there, like a filing cabinet of Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger's greatest hits, Eraser featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
True Lies. I bet True Lies was there.
True Lies copped a flogging. And I got that. Actually, it wasn't on VHS, but I got the DVD signed by James Cameron when he came into the Triple J studios. We interviewed him, got it signed with Texter, it rubbed off.
No!
How annoying is that? Unbelievable.
But look.
Beautiful stuff. I mean, a Die Hard one we did, you know, when you cut out the ads, you're recording it, you hit pause, and then during the ads, then you hit record again. So the movie is one thing without an ad. We forgot to hit record again. We missed a whole helicopter exploding.
Oh.
Die Hard.
Oh,
we're like,
no.
have we missed a plot here? I remember watching it going, what's happening
That's
here?
That's the worst. And then you realize that you've actually started taping all of the ads.
Yeah, exactly.
So look, according to UNESCO, okay, it's going to be problematic, if not impossible, to play and preserve such content, you know, taped, audio tape, the sort of analog tapes after 2025. This is particularly important, Alex Dyson, because there's institutions such as the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies who say, you know, this sort of media
record keeping, archiving,
documented, yeah, and has priceless collections of, you know, stories that we could all lose. And, you know, if we don't do something by 2025,
and I know what that feels like.
History's lost.
I know what that feels like because, and I think I've mentioned on the podcast before, I accidentally typed over my home videos with me and my sister as little kids, home videos of my late mother and all of us interacting.
No, you're kidding.
With Austin Powers 2, the spy who shagged me.
No!
And...
No, Daito!
I've not felt worse in my life when I'm like... Because you write on the front, you like, you got the labels on pen and you've got it written on there and like I'd been watching it but I forgot to do the tape over when I taped it and I'm like, oh. Imagine telling your father that.
Oh, no!
Imagine... Oh, Dad, you like Mike Myers, don't you? Well, it's lucky because I managed to catch. Anyway, that was awful. And I found the original. You know the little tape that's in, because there's the big black VHS. There was a little tape that's from the video camera.
Oh, I found that. Oh, so that you found it. Oh, my God. So it's we got a good story.
And the videos were saved.
Oh!
And so I think it's been so long, I'm like, I don't go back sure that is
when
true.
When you found it, did you just go, yeah, baby?
It was. Shagadelic. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Anyway, we're back, but oh,
it's not
God.
The size of the tape, baby.
Thank you, VHS. You've given us so many good memories.
Yeah, ooh. Goodbye, VHS. Get your memories.
Yeah.
Onto digital before the universe tapes over them.
Cryogenically freeze your memories and shoot it into space like Dr. Evil so it can come back in the future and you can watch them again. That's our tip.
Fit check.
Well, Matt, it is time for us to hand the radio over to Australia's most ferocious shock jock. You know, forget your cable news channels. Forget your 24-hour opinion pieces. It is time for Rant Dog, whose decibels go higher than anyone named Alan Jones or Andrew Bolt or Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, he is Australia's most rabid dog here with an absolutely frothworthy opinion.
And he tackles issues that these other so-called experts, okay, are afraid to touch. He's not touching on immigration. You know, he's not touching on the economy. He's touching on the issues that matter to real people.
He makes these other shock jocks look like bloody schnoodles.
I don't really know what you mean by
schnoodles. A schnoodle's a dog? What's
schnauzer?
I think a schnoodle's a cross between a schnauzer and a poodle.
Okay, well, there you go. They're bloody whimpering schnoodles over here. Whereas... Rant
there is a schnoodle. The schnoodle exists.
Rant dog.
And it is a cross between a miniature schnauzer and a poodle.
Is your big, frothing Great Dane. And he's going to be jumping in the studio. You can tell that these issues are about real people and real problems because the issues come from real people, i.e. our listeners. And this week, we've got a message from Dave.
Pretty sure that you'd be a bit peeved as I am about this one. When you go into a public toilet, doesn't matter where it is, whether it's in a restaurant or a venue or whatever, and they've got those push taps where you've got to push it down for the water to come out, but when you actually push it down, the tap just comes straight back up again. So literally you've got to hold the tap down with your elbow or somehow one other hand and then soap up one hand, wash that one hand, and then switch it over. It's just a chaos. I mean, why have a tap at all?
You okay? You okay, Rand? I mean, you closed your eyes for a lot of that. It looked like you looked like Pompeii minutes before the great explosion.
Well, no, I am Mount Vesuvius, okay? And the public toilet industry is Pompeii. And I am about to unleash the ash and soot upon them from my words, because rant dog is not the only R word that I am proud of and I want said on my wedding day, okay? Do you know the other word? The other R word? Matt?
What?
You know it?
Rim job.
No, that's the honeymoon. I'm talking about respect, okay? Yeah. Respect. And if you walk into a public toilet, you can get a good sense for how the proprietors, how much respect they have for you as a human being, okay? Is there music playing, okay? Or is there some scented candles around in this toilet? Mm. Or is there, like Dave says, you've got a bloody go to the well and start pulling up a bucket of water to pour over your hands. You're pumping it like a peasant, okay, to just to get a little bit of a hand wash, which you're expected to do, all right? And I'm sick of these public toilets who put the push buttons in. They put, oh, would you like a mirror? Here's some polished metal that's got key marks all the way through it from the local hoodlums, all right? I need better than that when I go to take a piss.
Wow.
I need to be comfortable, you know?
Oh, yeah. Don't you even know, talk man? To me about, don't even go to me about those public toilets where the seats are just metal.
If there's one at all.
Well, there's not even a seat. It's just that metal basin-y feeling.
Speaking of
thing.
A bloody rim job, your bloody glutes are on the rim when you sit down there. You got to hover. I don't want to be hovering. Thank you.
Okay. Can we go back to the tap?
So thank you, Dave, for bringing that to your attention. Can we just have a bit of respect for the public toilet users of Australia and give us a tap that works? You make a good point, Dave, and we hope the public toilet industry hears our cries of distress and discontinues that particular product. I'm sure they will, out of fear. Hopefully there's a little bit of respect in there. But if you have an issue that you would like to bring up with Rant Dog, please send through your voice memo to matt.n.alex and we'll make sure the big dog sorts it out.
Well, it's a season of giving. Alex Dyson, Christmas.
It is.
It's coming up.
I always say it's better to receive than it is to give. That's what I always say.
Oh, you greedy little boy.
A little bit of a Grinch. No, but seriously, how good's receiving stuff? Like, let's actually be honest here. How good
they
is receiving
call, no,
stuff?
No, look, I'm going to give you a freebie right now.
Well, thank you. I'm going to receive a freebie. That's what I love.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a freebie right now, all right? Christmas is coming up.
Yep.
Vlad has been under a lot of pressure at work, mm-hmm. all right? So I'm going to give you the perfect Christmas table pleaser, all right?
Okay, yeah, because I was worried about, you know, now that families can gather, okay, I was worried about putting on a spread. You always got to bring a plate to these big,
oh, yeah.
big Christmas gatherings.
Get your biggest plate you got because I've got the recipe for Disco Matt's El Hamo del Glazo.
Okay.
Now, vegans out there, I'm sorry, this isn't for you, but you could probably do it with possibly half a dehydrated watermelon or some kind of eggplant.
A dehydrated watermelon would probably still be pretty damp. Like there's a lot of moisture in there.
Okay, you get your bowl. We got your marmalade. We got your pineapple juice. We got your honey. We got a little bit of oil.
Mm.
Okay. We're mixing that all up.
Yep.
Constant glazing of the ham after you've peeled off the rind. We're looking at, let's say, 2 kilos of ham, maybe, yep. You know, 2 hours slow cook, 150 degrees.
I'm gonna have to stop you here. One, this isn't a recipe podcast, all right? So people are tuning in going, what the hell is this guy on about? Let's get
That's
back
a lie,
to
Alex Dyson. They're tuning in right now going, what is this pool of wetness on my lap? Oh, it's the drool.
No. You can listen to Matt's intricate, complicated meal, or you can get the brand new release, Matt. You can go along and grab yourself a Christmas dinner in a can. It's come out in the UK and it is sold out everywhere because these people are like, stuff the friends, stuff the family. I'm going to have Christmas dinner by myself at home in a can. Heinz has released a soup that's got big chunks, in inverted commas, of turkey, pigs in blankets, Brussels sprouts, stuffing balls, and potatoes with gravy and cranberry sauce, all put together in a simple, easy-to-lift lid, canned Christmas dinner, 30 seconds max on the stove, and then it's all in one. You don't need to worry about your pigs in blankets and cooking all these things in a can ready to go.
You've also then also got the empty can to cry your lonely tears into.
A convenient Christmas is a good Christmas. I know you need a Christmas tree in a can. How much? You just open a can and out pops a Christmas tree. Done.
Oh, my God. That would be, you know, wrapping? Wrapping in a can? If you could just open the can in the direction of the present and poof, it's wrapped like some sort of bat net.
Or use the can as the wrapping. And so, oh, here's your Christmas gift. It's in a can. There you go. I was like, I hope you put air holes in the top for the puppy. That would be perfect.
No.
I would really love a Christmas in-swinger directly down the middle of the pitch, hitting middle stump on the wheelie bin in a can. If I could can the perfect backyard cricket in-swinger, that would be something I would do.
That's silly. That's silly.
Anyway, whichever way you're celebrating, we wish you a merry lead-up to Christmas. We're rolling down that hill on the rollerblades towards it, Matt. We're going to crash into it at the end of the cul-de-sac very soon.
Everybody wants to be a pickle jar hero.
Now, Matt, shocked at the headlines yesterday. If you did listen to All Day Breakfast, you would have heard that Alex Dyson's buxom booty bounced free of his belt whilst walking over a bridge. I was heading home from a day out in the city and my belt buckle burst.
And old dad thighs just... couldn't do all the heavy lifting for the pair of pants you were wearing.
But had I been on a red carpet, Matt, and those cameras were a clickin', it would have been quite the Janet Jackson at the NFL Super Bowl moment, I think.
You know, some of the newspaper outlets would have absolutely jumped on top of it. We know that they love making absolutely salacious headlines out of these kind of mishaps.
So we thought we'd do a bit of a bonus for you today because we like getting your stories when it comes to the topics we're discussing. But we thought as a little bit of a treat, we'd get your wardrobe malfunctions, but we'd also add to it a little bit of a headline to save, you know, the Daily Mail time when they're obviously writing about these things. We'll pen the headline for them as it happens. Matt?
First up, we got Tom.
Boys, speaking of wardrobe malfunctions, I was a school teacher. We're out for PE playing Oztag. It's like, I'll have a run around with the kids, why not? I'm running along and his kid goes to grab my tag and he accidentally puts his fingers in my pocket and rips my shorts all the way down to the seam and like completely ripped, right? I can see all my legs. So I was sort of like held my shorts and sort of ran off the field. I was like, oh, I don't really know what to do here. In the staff room at recess, I'm like, I can't go to class like this, have to teach the rest of the day. So we tried to staple them back together. Obviously, that didn't work. So I was like, oh, I've got to go to Lost Property and see what's there. And the only pair of shorts must be from like year 7 kid. And I'm 6'2". Like, this is just not going to work. But I'm like, oh, I've got no other option. So I just put these shorts on. They were so short. They were basically undies. They were super tight. I just had to teach the rest of the day like that. And I just sat down behind the desk and hoped the kids didn't notice.
Poor Tom.
There's always the spare pair of Lost Property. It's usually for the little kids who wet their pants, have to go get a new pair of shorts. But that was Tom after a Oztag gone wrong.
Yeah, but we actually talked to our friends at Daily Mail.
Mm.
We told them about Tom's situation. And guess what? They've sent us a picture of the front page.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Tom's on the front page.
Yeah.
Devo.
Yeah,
what's the headline? What is the Daily Mail saying about Tom's incident?
Oh, no. This is what they said. This ass is in session. Teacher Tom showed off his gasp-worthy glutes after a sidestep gone wrong on the Oztag field this morning. But those short shorts from Lost and Found might turn that booty flossed and round.
I mean, it's a mouthful. It's quite a mouthful, but they are known for the long paragraphs. Well, you know, they do
the big headline, and then obviously the big headline is Arse in Session.
Yeah,
the little one.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we've also got Jenna from Brisbane joining us on the phone. G'day, Jenna.
Hi.
Tell us, please, what was your wardrobe malfunction?
So mine happened one day when I was heading home from work in Brisbane City. So going to the train station, I had a big backpack on and I was running late. So I was running down the street to Roma Street Station, arms flailing, bag bouncing around, and I'm running through the train station and I felt this coldness kind of on my back and was like, oh, geez, something's leaking in my bag. Reached round to touch behind me. And now I'm wearing those pants that were popular many, many years ago. They had the fold over. They didn't have any elastic. And as I was running, my pants had just been falling down. So I was running through Roma Street train station with my ass hanging out of my pants, but could not stop running because I didn't want to miss my train. So ran along trying to pull them up, just feeling the breeze on my cheeks.
No.
Anyone make any comments or catch you in the act?
Oh, there were definitely many, many people around, and I was like, I'm never going to see them again. It doesn't matter. Just going to make this train.
Choice of underwear is always an important thing. Like when that happens, you're like, geez, I'm glad I wore this. Or
I'm glad I wore some underwear. At least it wasn't nothing.
Look, fair enough, Jenna. I'm sorry to say, though, the Daily Mail photographers were in the area whilst it was happening. They papped you. And the article's up. You can read it online. It is Brizzy Full Moon. The backpack wasn't the only thing bouncing as Jenna's perky peach protrudes from her pantaloons on the way back from Pilates whilst holding a water bottle and sunglasses. So I'm very, very sorry, Jenna, but it's out there for all to see. The news hounds were on the spot and, yeah, I'm sorry, you're newsworthy.
Privacy. What happened to privacy exactly. These days, hey? Absolutely. Shocking and disgraceful. Well, we look forward to your, impending... I don't know, defamation case against the media.
Well, there'll be a defamation case. Then you'll take the next logical step and you'll be on Big Brother VIP. So it'll be perfect there, Jenna.
Awesome. Thank you.
The media darling. Thanks, Jenna. Joining us from Brisbane there. This is Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast. And thank you very much for joining us here on All Day Breakfast. That brings us to the end of the program. We've run a good race and come in on time, Matt. So that's been very good stuff.
We thank everyone for joining us, including Mr. Rant Doggy Dog. And we hope we'll see you tomorrow. We will be doing Mind Blown. So please get in touch with any mind-blowing facts that might be coming your way. Someone tagged me in a very interesting one on TikTok, which I will have to include in tomorrow's ep.
Yeah, make sure you tag Maddie O'Kine if you see some interesting facts that blows the dome, because we love to present them to you. And that will be happening tomorrow. God, sorry, my voice from Red Dogs a bit. All right, we're good. Well, we'll catch you tomorrow for another big episode. Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got a story we need to hear? All the links are at mattandalex.com.au. Listener.